Maria, hello.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Well, thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
What do you want to talk about, Maria?
I want to tell you about my husband with a birthday gift that he's actually given me.
Okay, so how many birthdays are we talking about here since he started buying you presents, Maria?
Yes, birthday presents he's bought me. He's bought me like an exercise bike, which I really, really needed, because he gets all my birthday gifts very wrong. He really misses the mark every time.
How long ago did he buy you the exercise bike, Maria?
Sorry?
How many years ago did he buy you the exercise
bike? Oh, he bought that for me about 10 years ago. Because he thought it might be good for me, and like if he would have bought me a donut, I might have appreciated it better than an exercise
so
bike.
This, like, what's his first name, this imbecile?
Sorry?
What's his first name?
Werner.
Do you mind if I call him an imbecile?
No.
Okay.
He really tried.
The last thing you should do is suggest a lady he's overweight, so he got you an exercise bike. Yes, okay, keep going.
Yep, and he'll buy me lingerie, and it'll always be like 5 sizes too small.
No.
I think he thinks I'm still that person he met when we first met.
How long ago did you meet him?
I met him when I was 14.
14?
Yep. I married him when I was 17.
Right.
And, So
all those years he's been buying you birthday gifts, and he buys you lingerie that's 5 sizes too small, an exercise box so you can fit in the lingerie. What else?
Wrinkle cream. He bought me wrinkle cream. I only married about 4 years.
What, you're 21 and he's buying you wrinkle cream?
Well, he thought it was going to be good for me.
Apparently. Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, he tried.
Yeah, he tries all right.
But then another gift that I really liked was he was working late and didn't get a chance to go to the florist to get any flowers. So he pulled up at a service station because I heard the gentleman saying about flowers at a service station.
Yeah, survey flowers, yeah.
And he got the best ones that were there, and unbeknownst to me, when I got home, he actually found a vase, which I was surprised he'd know where to look for a vase. And when I got home from work, there was these beautiful flowers sitting in water in a vase, but he didn't really realise that they were plastic flowers.
Werner.
Yeah, but he tries.
You've said that about 20 times. He tries. I'm tipping he doesn't try too hard.
And the worst part, I was saying to my daughter how over the years my birthday cards are becoming more romantic, really lovely, and, you know, like, oh, it's really sweet. Look at this, like, you know, he really cares. And my daughter didn't have the heart to tell me that she's been writing all the birthday cards for the last couple of years. So,
poor Werner.
He tries really hard. And
yes.
I'll tell you what, even though they're funny, silly gifts and whatever he gets me,
yeah,
it's just nice that he does those.
No, we went to all the trouble to get that exercise bike, the wrinkle cream when we're 21, the lingerie that doesn't fit you. Where's the exercise bike now?
Well, it gets moved from room to room. So
has it ever been used?
No, it's an ornament. It gets moved from room to room, because I've got my children's stuff in the house at the moment, and I'm trying to make room in one room, so it goes to one. So I do get exercise because I move it from room to room.
Well, that was method in his madness then.
It serves a purpose.
All right, darling. It's lovely to hear from you and Maria about Werner, and thank you for making that call. So it does serve a purpose. You are exercising by moving the exercise bike from one room to the other.